Now, you may have seen the hashtag traditionally submissive trending on Twitter this week. It's a response to an alleged comment made by British Prime Minister David Cameron. He announced funding this week for a program offering free English lessons for migrants in the UK. Publicly, Cameron said that would specifically help Muslim women. But according to some reports, he privately added that Muslim women normally don't speak up against extremism because of their traditional submissiveness. Well, hundreds of Muslim women turned to Twitter to prove that stereotype wrong. Zainab Mirza was one of the first people to use the hashtag traditionally submissive. She works for a nonprofit in central London, and she says there's been a range of responses on Twitter.
I personally prefer the ones from our slightly older generation because I think it completely smashes the stereotypes apart. I know David Cameron's comments were probably referring to kind of second, third generation or women who I perhaps kind of assume are young mothers right now. However, the elder generation have absolutely smashed apart the stereotypes, being on Twitter, being across social media. And for me, those are my personal favorites. But there's one thing that my colleagues were even mentioning because they've been following the trend at work is that they were so shocked, not shocked, but actually in awe of how many languages the elder generation speak. So not only have they studied, not only are they mothers, grandmothers, but they have also mentioned 2-3 languages that they can actually speak.
Yeah, so we learned that not only do Muslim women, a lot of them speak English, but a lot of them speak many other languages as well. If you turn to the younger generation's tweets, there's a great one of a woman in a headscarf holding a sign that says, "Black belt in karate, aspiring scientist." I'm wondering if this has ever been personal for you. I mean, have you ever felt like the submissive Muslim woman stereotype has been applied to you? And what was that like? What did you do about it?
Unfortunately, I have. I mean, I wish it wasn't the case. And I'm sure if you asked many Muslim women, they would say the same thing. But I mean, growing up, I've had that a lot. When I tell people that not only did I stay in student accommodation at university, but in fact, my father is the one who pushed us to do so. And I've always seen that people are very surprised by that because they, again, not only assume that a Muslim woman wouldn't be able to do that, but they assume that her father would be putting barriers in her way when it comes to education.
That's a great anecdote, and I'm glad you told it on radio because it's a lot longer than 140 characters. So why turn to Twitter?
Because most of us were actually quite insulted and offended by what David Cameron said. And, you know, there's ways of kind of approaching it in terms of like, you know, petitions and sending letters to MPs and all those different democratic processes. But social media is so powerful these days. Personally, I didn't realize it would be so successful in what we actually wanted to achieve. But I think Twitter was the perfect place to do that in terms of getting attention from people and everyone joining in. And what's been fantastic about it was actually that it went beyond Muslim women. It went to men being supportive, to non-Muslim people getting involved. We've had responses from people in India and like yourselves in America. And it's just reached people, like it's reached press so quickly. I don't think personally I didn't estimate that. And I'm really glad that it's done that. And I would absolutely love a response from David Cameron. But, you know, we're still waiting for that.
Precisely. I mean, David Cameron has not admitted to making these comments. They were reported out of a private conversation. What would you want to hear from him?
I'd like to hear what he truly thinks a Muslim woman is, to be honest, because I feel that often he projects the wrong image of Muslim women. And actually, my colleague said something earlier which really made me think. She said, it's not actually about him suggesting English lessons, it's the way in which he does it. You know, English, it's great if you suggest that you want people to be more successful in what they do, you want to increase their chances of employability, which is a big issue, you know, in London and across the UK here, particularly with ethnic minorities. Then that would be perceived very differently to suggesting whether he said traditionally submissive or not. The fact in itself that he's focusing this funding on Muslim women, saying that they suggesting that they can't actually speak English or that a lot of them can't speak English or that they're actually somehow naive to what's going on with their children, just kind of creates the completely wrong image of what a Muslim woman was. So it is. So I would like to actually hear from him what he really thinks.
Zainab Mirza, who teaches financial literacy, was one of the first to use the hashtag traditionally submissive in response to a reported comment by British leader David Cameron. Zainab, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.